We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the view of being able to learn how to adopt them into our lives. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaqi Allah," adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also said, "Clothe yourself with the excellent qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has 99 attributes. Whoever puts on one of them will surely enter Jannah." Since we were created with the fitrat, with the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ عَدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam all the names. In other words, the ability to be able to live these names. Now we've looked, or we've concentrated on ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ عَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ عَيَّامًا تَدْءُ فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the attribute of Allah, which is Al-Awwal. Allah is the first. In Surah Al-Hadid, which is Surah number 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 3 says very categorically, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. He is the first and the last, and the one who is aware of everything and the knower of the hidden things. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And He is aware of all things. Now, we're going to look at the first. The attribute Al-Awwal literally means one upon whom all others rely, the one who advances all others. But applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means He was never preceded in existence by anyone at all. He doesn't need anyone else at all. He is independent of everything and everyone. Even when we say that He is before the before, the first before precedes the second and is comparable to it, His being first is not at all related to that which comes after Him, which is all existence seen and unseen. We should not think that while He is the first, there is still a second. There is none like Him. His firstness means that there is nothing prior to Him, that He is self-existent, that all arise from Him, and that He is the cause of all that becomes. A Bedouin once asked the Prophet ﷺ, where was Allah before creation? And the Prophet said, Allah was and there was nothing with Him. So the Bedouin asked, how about now? And he said, He is now just as He has always been. In essence, He is the first cause. Now, when we apply to ourselves, what does that implicate? How do we do this with us? Well, when we apply Al-Awwal to our life, it means being able to put first in devotion, worship, and good deeds. Put that at the top. In other words, to prioritize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. In other words, to put first things first. In essence, to make sure that which matters the most must never be at the mercy of things which matter the least. In other words, prioritizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Now, what do we do? The idea is to look at a time management sheet in our lives, to identify all our priorities as such, or all our tasks, to be able to see how much time we spend on all these tasks, to organize ourselves by looking at it and prioritizing our life. Let me give a small example. When we even talk about our day, do we say before Salah or after Salah? Do we organize things working around the times of salah, or do we say before lunch and after lunch, or before dinner and after dinner? How do we talk? When we talk about the month, do we even know the Islamic date, or do we only know it in the month of Ramadan? What do we prioritize in our life? Do we say that I have to spend 10 minutes or 5 minutes reciting the Quran? Or do we say, I have to go to the gym for an hour, otherwise I'm going to be unfit? Do we give it equal importance? All this is putting al-awwalu in our lives, applying it in our lives. And it shows socioethically in the person who prioritizes life. Firstly and foremostly by our words, by the way we speak, by the way we behave. You only have to stay with someone, or live with someone, or hear someone for a little while, even half an hour, to know what takes priority in their lives, what is first in their lives. How much of Allah do we put in our lives? Well, if you remember to recite this name 37 times before starting any important task, then inshallah it will succeed really well. Someone who can't have children, or someone who has an overwhelming problem, should recite Ya Awwalu 1,000 times for 40 consecutive Fridays, and inshallah their desires will be fulfilled. Continuing with our indexing of the Quran and looking at the ayat which begin with Ya Ayyuhan Nas, today we will look at the final ayat of the Quran which begins with Ya Ayyuhan Nas, and this is in Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, and it's Ayah 13. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O people, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَعُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O people, إِنَّا indeed خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, we have created you, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَعُنْثَى, of one man and one woman. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, and we have made you into tribes and communities, so that you may be able to recognize each other. And then he says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atkakum. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honorable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who is the most God-conscious, who is the one who is the most careful of his or her duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah alimul khabir. Indeed, Allah is knowing and He is aware. Such an important statement. That's the prioritization. That's what's important. To be one who is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to deserve the karama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The honor with generosity. It's amazing. And all that is required of us is to be conscious, to be God-conscious, to be conscious of the fact that He is our Creator, to be conscious of the fact that it is His laws that work, that will make us be able to reach our full potential, and no one else's. And that doesn't require a great deal of thinking or an enormous amount of studying or intelligence. It just requires a moment of reflection. And then comes the paradigm shift, to be able to change our lives so that we may be one of those who follows His orders and nobody else's. It's an amazing ayah. It means it makes no difference whether we're white, blue, yellow, green, red, whatever. It makes no difference where we come from, what we are, who we are, nothing. What makes the difference is our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to go on to the next section of indexing the Quran. And as I said before, If you've managed to highlight these in one color, so you know every time you look at the Quran, you look at that, you know it's talking about Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Let's now progress on to the next stage of indexing the Quran. And now we will look at all the ayat that begin with Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, O you who believe. Now there's 89 ayat. We looked at 19 ayat which began with Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Use another highlighter of another color to highlight these. And we will start from Surah Al-Baqarah. And the first of these ayat is in Surah Al-Baqarah and it's ayah number 104. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu inzurna wasma'u walil kafirina adhabun alim. It says, O you who believe, do not say ra'ina wa qulu inzurna, but say unzurna wasma'u and listen. Walil kafirina adhabun alim, and for those who cover up the truth, there is a painful punishment. Now what does it mean? Well, if we look at the historical background of this ayah, ra'ina is equivalent to have regard for us. Or in other words, give us your listening time, listen to us. But if you slightly twist the accent, and instead of saying ra'ina, because it has an ayin in it, and it says ra'ina, then it means stupid or unsound in intellect. Now, the Yahud used to ridicule the Prophet ﷺ by slightly turning the accent. See, a slight change of accent, and they used to turn it. And if they were confronted, they would say, we weren't saying that. And here, there is a clear order which says, O you who believe, use a clear word, use unzurna, which gives the plain meaning, wait for us or grant us a little delay. And there's no room for the enemy to twist those words. So let's look at the implication of the ayah. The ayah says, don't twist your words. Don't be devious. And don't use one word which means another, pretending that, you know, and when you're confronted, pretending that you weren't saying that. And it's talking about the whole of our lives. Be truthful to yourself. Don't leave room for deviousness. Be clear in what you say to others and what you say to yourself. And then he says the consequences of the actions, if you are to do something like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلْ كَافِرِينَ أَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For those who cover up the truth like that, there is a painful punishment. In other words, the consequences will hit you so hard that they'll be hard to bear. It will be painful. Let's go on to the next ayah, which is ayah number 153. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is 153 of the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, where he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. When you seek assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek it through sabr and salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who do sabr. Now what is sabr? Very often translated as patience, isn't it? Seek assistance with patience and prayer. Patience is not waiting. It's not just saying, well, I'll wait and then inshallah it will come. It doesn't work like that. Sabr in essence means being able to harness every energy you have, every ability you have, to seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do what you have to do. And when you have done your best, then to say, وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Now I hand over my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed He is watchful over His servants. It's trying my best and then relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, when you wish to seek help, seek it like that. Seek it through sabr and through salah. Salah is submission in essence. our namaz, our salah, our prayer, whatever you call it, is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is with those who try their best and then rely on Him, who leave no avenues open. Finally, let's look at the next ayah. And this is ayah number 172 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Eat of the good things that we have provided you with. وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ And give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ If it is Him that you serve, if it is Him that you have consciously attached yourself with. So in other words, it says, let's look at the order, kulu, eat, min tayyibati, of the good things. Make sure your nourishment is good, whether it is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Analyze it, look at the ingredients. Don't just put in you whatever comes. No junk food, it says. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ No food that is unhalal. No food that is from unhalal rizq. وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ And thank Him. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ If you have attached yourself to Him. In other words, if you have attached yourself to Him, it means you recognize the fact that all sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He is the raziq. He is the provider. And none other. We talked about Ar-Razzaq. If you remember, this was the ism number 18 that we looked at. And this is trying to tell me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates all types of sustenance. He extends His favor to cover making such sustenance attainable to His creation. He provides the means for getting them to attain their sustenance. So the ayah is directing me to be able to understand Ar-Razzaq. Inshallah, we will continue with the indexing of the Quran, with the ayat of Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. But for today, I'd like to end with some sections from Jashn Kabir, a dua given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift. When he felt that his zara, that his armor was feeling a bit heavy. The whole dua is in essence the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will today look at section 53 first, recommended to be recited to cultivate love. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم إني أسألك باسمك يا ربنا يا إلهنا يا سيدنا يا مولانا يا ناصرنا يا حافظنا يا دليلنا يا معيننا يا حبيبنا يا طبيبنا سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار يا رب O Allah, I ask you in your name, O our Rabb, O our God, O our Chief, O our Master, O our Helper, O our Guardian, O our Guide, O the One who helps, O our Friend, O our Healer. Glory be to you, there is no God but you. O He who responds to the call of one who cries out for help, protect us from the fire, Ya Rabb. The next section, section 54, is recommended to be recited to cure toothache. Ya Rabb al-Nabiyyin wal-Abrar, Ya Rabb al-Siddiqin wal-Akhyar, Ya Rabb al-Jannati wal-Nar, Ya Rabb al-Sighar wal-Kibar, يا رب الحبوب والثمار يا رب الأنهار والأشجار يا رب السحار والقفار يا رب البرار والبحار، يا رب الليل والنهار، يا رب العلان والأسرار، سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت، الغوث الغوث، خلصنا من النار يا رب. O Rub of the prophets and the pious, O Rub of the truthful and the righteous, O Rub of Jannah and Jahannam, O Rub of the children and the grown-ups, O Rub of grain and fruit, O Rub of the rivers and trees, O Rub of deserts and forests, O Rub of land and sea, O Rub of night and day, O Rub of the apparent and the concealed, glory be to you, there is no God but you. O he who responds to the call of one who cries out for help, protect us from the fire, Ya Rab. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. Postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923-823-606 and the email address is ieb@tabligh.org.uk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.